Our church looks like we're playing tennis right now. We've got the one corner here. If you guys know tennis, we have to serve. You have to go on the opposite court in the little box. That's kind of what we look like right now. It's pretty funny. Now, first, a question for all of you, adults, children. Who was sick the last couple of weeks? Who is sick? Raise your hand if you were sick. If you had a cold, if you had the flu, if you had bad things, who was sick? Many of us. I know my parents, my nephew and nieces. I think one of my brothers got out of it free. I don't know how. I was sick, kind of getting through it right now. Now, I want to read again what we listened to the gospel. Okay? There was a person that was very sick. A leper came to him, meaning a sick person was a leper, came to Jesus and kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately. And he was made clean. First, what is leprosy? Do you remember what leprosy is?
It's a kind of illness.
Kind of illness, yep. Kind of illness. What else do we think? Let's go. Yep.
Something in your skin that's...
Yeah, in your skin. Right, your skin. I mean, really, your skin would like fall off. It's very gross. And they actually had to take people out of the city or the village so that it didn't get other people sick. Okay, so they're kind of out of their town. The other thing, tell me, what did the leper person, how did they find Jesus? What was the first thing they did when he saw Jesus? What do you think? Yeah, I'd say that was maybe the second, but you're right. That's right here. If you wish, you can make me clean. He did something right before that, though. Kind of the same. What is something you do at Mass every time when I'm doing the prayers behind the altar? What do you do? Yep. He knelt. He knelt. When we're kneeling before Jesus at Mass, that's a very important part. And he was asking for healing in his body. What Jesus did was he gave him a miracle. He purified him. The disease was gone. Now, no matter what today, because sometimes there are miracles of Jesus. There is. But there are some times where we're still sick. But you could always pray to Jesus. You can always ask Jesus if you're sick, if you have the cold, if you're puking. You know, I think that's a very important thing to do when we're sick, to pray, because when we do that, we're carrying a cross, if you will. When we're sick, when it's sad, it's hard. I mean, you can't even get out of bed. You can't get into bed or out. Those are good times to pray for another person. Okay? God could free you right there. But ask him that. I'd say second, you can still kneel, even if you're sick. And third, to offer your prayer to somebody else. I believe that some of our most powerful prayers come when we're sick, if we're going in a bad place, as far as like somebody just passed away, or we're in the hospital, that when we pray for other people, we're giving our sacrifices for them too. So stand and we'll offer our prayers through our intercessions.